As U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell continues his diplomacy to resolve issues between Israel and the Palestinians, we went to a Mideast expert for an assessment of the effort. We asked Michael Fishbach of Randolph-Macon College about President Obama's approach to the Middle East peace process.
Well, I think it's been mixed, frankly. He was somewhat unprecedented in his very public criticism of the government of Prime Minister Netanyahu in terms of ongoing settlement construction in the West Bank, which is, of course, one of the major dimensions of the peace process. And that incurred the wrath of many supporters of Israel, both in Israel and the United States. And he had then had to do an abrupt shift and try to mend some public relations with Netanyahu. At the same time, the Palestinian side has felt frustrated at the backing away from these earlier American pledges to put an end to settlement activity. And given the overall public relations beating that Israel has taken in recent months, I think the Palestinians really counted on that international support to put additional pressure on the Obama administration, which hasn't really been forthcoming. So we're kind of stuck here, and certainly with congressional elections coming up, it seems like the administration has run out of somewhat of a bit of steam on this issue.
President Obama's disapproval rating among Arabs in the Middle East shot up from a low 23% in 2009 to 62% last month. This might reflect some of those issues you just mentioned in the Middle East.
I think it does. However realistic or unrealistic many listeners, certainly in the United States, may think it to be, there was a real feeling in certainly the Arab parts of the Middle East and even elsewhere that this administration was going to bring a fundamentally different approach to international relations. Certainly the president received a Nobel Peace Prize, which is fairly unprecedented given how long he had been in office. And I think the early statements against continued Israeli settlement building gave hope to some, certainly in the Arab world and especially the Palestinians. But as I mentioned, more recent events, very public attempts to mend fences with Israel, fairly ambiguous statements about to what extent the United States would pressure Israel to maintain the settlement freeze after it expires in September, have given some pause to people in the Arab world. And of course, we always have to consider these wider issues. There's renewed tension on the border between Lebanon and Israel, continual problems as far as Israel's relationship with Hezbollah in Lebanon, and other factors that I think have soured many Arabs on their feeling that this administration in the U.S. is really willing to put pressure on Israel.
You mentioned the upcoming elections here in the United States. Do you think after that period is gone and the president can refocus his attention on non-domestic issues, that this may once again become a pressure point for him?
Well, it could be. He's set, you know, a deadline for American combat operations in Iraq, and it certainly is conceivable that the president could begin to focus seriously on problems in the Middle East generally, and the Arab-Israeli conflict in particular. My sense, though, is that the Obama administration has probably shown already its toughest hand in dealing with Israel.
Michael Fishbach, a professor at Randolph-Macon College in the southern U.S. city of Ashland, Virginia. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.